Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from Carson City. On the broadcast today, we're talking water issues with an expert, attorney Joe Guild, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always pleased to welcome back to the program Attorney Joe Guild. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Morning, Sam.
For those that may not be familiar, you are an expert on water issues. You represent the Southern Nevada Water Authority. You're also a Nevada rancher, horseman, ranch owner. So you have a lot of unique perspectives on the Silver State. And over the last week, water bubbled up very strongly at this legislative session. Give me your initial thoughts on what's occurring so far and what the ramifications could be for the Silver State.
Well, first of all, like so many other things, but water, our water law is unique and has its subtleties and the admonition that I always heard, and going back multiple decades in working in the water law area, is we can't radically change things because everything's worked so well for now over 100 years. So the notion that you can come into a legislative session every interested party, when you're dealing with the amendments to the water law, should be a part of the process and the conversation. And I'm talking now about not just the ranching community. You know, 80% of the water in Nevada, the use of the water is controlled by agriculture, and so that sector needs to be involved. the mining industry, and stick with rural Nevada for a second, has a unique use of the water in its temporary dewatering permits, which in some quarters are criticized, but without those temporary dewatering permits, where the open pits are kept dry by pumping action, pardon me for the my voice for a second here. Without that, there wouldn't be the economic activity that we see from mining in Nevada, which has certainly benefited rural Nevada and most exceptionally the Interstate 80 corridor, if you will. But that temporary use is very important, and drives a whole lot of economic activity in rural Nevada. So that's another factor. But those temporary use permits, you know, some people criticize them because of the length of them, but the length of these, the mine life of some of these mines is, you know, several decades old. So there's a benefit there to the state, certainly from the temporary use of that water. And we should remember that, you know, the water law says that all of the water in the state of Nevada belongs to all of the people in the state of Nevada. So that means that a resident in Laughlin, Nevada has the same rights to use in accordance with the law as somebody up in Wendover, Nevada. So then then you look at the big urban areas. You know, we're the most urban state in the nation. Most of our population, three quarters of it, lives in two valleys.
Right.
So then you have to look at the urban needs. In western Nevada, northwestern Nevada, the Reno Sparks area enjoys the fruits of the Sierra Nevada snowpack. And in southern Nevada, Las Vegas depends 90% on Colorado River water. And the Colorado River Compact is not subject to Nevada water law necessarily.
Right.
And so now we're starting to see some complications. So we have two urban areas. We have the agricultural sector, and let's use the Humboldt River Basin going up the I-80 corridor as another sector. And then we have the rest of rural Nevada. So we really have three use areas, if you will, if you want to simplify it.
Right.
And all of those compete.
By the way, you're the only person that could have talked for the last 5.5 minutes and say now, you know, if you want to simplify it, because this is so incredibly complicated.
That's my point.
Yeah.
Now, we have some water bills that have come before the Nevada legislature. They are being worked on, as I understand it, as of yesterday. There was still discussions ongoing. My view, this is my personal view, is that some of this stuff is so complicated that it doesn't even rise to the level of, can we get it all done in a legislative session? So that's the point I've been trying to get to.
Right.
This stuff is so complicated, and there's so many disparate interests, and lots of emotion is tied to water law, lots of livelihoods are tied to our water law, that you can't make quick changes, and maybe a legislative session's not time enough. Let me switch gears. I'll stick with the water law discussion if you'd like. But last night we heard the education funding bill formula for 7 hours. It came to the legislature a couple weeks ago. It's a 50-year funding formula that I'm not arguing needs to be changed, but is a 3 or 4 week look in a legislative session enough time to change that formula. These things are so complicated. This legislature, you know, again, maybe I sound like I want to have yearly or annual sessions of the legislature. I don't necessarily want that. But we become a very complicated, sophisticated state, and so we need to take long looks at this stuff. And the water law is an example. So
let's do this. Let's take a break.
Sure.
We'll come back and let's talk about the needs of the state water engineer and whether those will be at least resolved in this session.
That's a good thing to look at.
All right, we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Attorney Joe Gill. We're talking water issues, of which he is an expert. We've laid out the situation across the state. Who are the users? What are the potential problems? The state water engineer has had real issues over the last couple of years. Not that that isn't an ongoing thing with a state water engineer anyway, but in particular, over the last couple of years. Are we going to see any resolutions, do you believe, in this session to the issues that he is concerned about that actually, in a way, negatively affect his office?
Well, you know, as far as the substantive changes to the water law, I'm not sure about whether those changes will occur, frankly. Now, let's talk about the state engineer's office. And you know, we have an extremely talented acting state engineer right now. And Tim Wilson, he has a decades-long career in that office. He really knows Nevada water law and the workings of that office. So we're really lucky to have him. And there's at the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources, a lot of dedicated and talented, smart people. What the state engineer needs more of is funding for data collection, and you talk to water lawyers around the state, and one of the things that we always bring up in those conversations is the lack of resources at the state engineer's office to really analyze and collect data, and you don't know what you can manage unless you can evaluate what you have,
right.
And so it's an ongoing problem. There are some additions to the state engineer's budget, some position additions that are proposed. I hope those get passed, frankly, because that office needs all the help it can get. There are smart people there, good lawyers who know the water law in that office. They can always use more staff.
But do you think the big issues that the state water engineer's office is concerned about, where they're defending laws that they don't think that they should be defending, because they don't think that they're current at this point in time, are any of those going to get changed, or are we going to see another couple of years at least of where, you know, who knows what's going to happen at the state courts?
Well, again, I really can't predict what the legislature's going to do on these substantive
issues. You got less than 2 weeks.
Well, yeah, and two major water bills are on the Secretary of the Senate's desk right now.
And you've got a state senator who is a terrific lady, Melanie Scheibel, but this is her first term at bat running that committee. Does that bring up problems as well, just because of?
No, I think she's grown into her role. We had a freshman legislator running that Natural Resources Committee in the Senate last time, and Ivana Kinsella. She did a great job. I think Senator Scheibel's doing a very good job. The complications that I was talking about earlier in this interview extend to the legislature as well. There are a lot of people who think they know a lot about water law in the legislature, and frankly, I don't think they do.
Right.
And they think they can solve problems quickly, and I'm going back to my original statements to you. You can't solve these problems quickly.
Okay, so as an example of that, the Turkey River Operating Agreement took Harry Reid, as majority and minority leader of the United States Senate, 30 years to get that done.
And Sam, let me tell you a personal anecdote. I'm the third generation lawyer in my family that worked on the Alpine Decree on the Carson River. So that took 40 years. And so you've made my point for me. We can't do this stuff quickly. We have to bring all the parties together. You know, remember Governor Sandoval's drought forum. They met for 2 years, came up with some pretty good ideas, with a lot of disparate opinions and backgrounds. They came to some consensus. Took 2 years of meeting just to talk about what we should do relative to drought management and control, if we can do that.
All right, let's take another break. I want to come back and leave you for the whole show here because this is important stuff. We'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, water issues need a whole show on this program, so we're keeping Joe Gild here for the last segment. So if you look at it as an uneducated person, talking to a very educated person on this, it seems to me that the odds of getting any short-term solutions out of this legislative session are pretty slim, but the opportunity for studies to produce a long-term agreement, might be the smart way to go.
I think that's where we're going to end up, frankly, and that's my personal opinion. You have very disparate and and opposite sides of these issues, who have changed their positions on some of these bills several times during this legislative session. So now two of the water bills sit in the Senate, and the deadline is approaching on Friday for second House passage.
By the way, when by the time we air this, that will have come and gone.
Okay, so these assembly bills are lodged in the Senate right now, with the idea that they ought to try and negotiate some solution. I don't think we're going to see that, frankly. Again, this is my personal opinion. I haven't been part of some of these discussions personally. So what I'm hearing is from people who have been part of those discussions. We need to take a long look at some of these issues, and I think that's probably where we're going to end up during this interim.
Do you think, you know, one of the remarkable things to me that we've seen on the Colorado River is the ability of states, for the most part, with perhaps the exception of the Imperial Valley in California's water district, to actually work together, avoid having to go through the Congress mm-hmm. to get the federal regulations changed, but in realizing the trouble that the Colorado River has been in for the last 20 years, to come to agreements to move water backward and forward, to take less when appropriate, mm-hmm. to take more when necessary to fill Lake Mead to a certain level to prevent that going down and some of the other lakes, Lake Powell on the river.
Yep.
Do you think that might be, not today, but going forward, that we could see something like that? Or on the other side of this, because the progressive movement has taken a lot of control in the Silver State and is likely to have even more control in the coming years, they have a whole different view of where water needs are. They're not listening to Senator Reid in terms of, yeah, we got to get the water from northeastern Nevada down to Las Vegas. They're saying, I don't think so.
Yeah. The Colorado River is a remarkable success story, the way you described it, for the American Southwest. 30 million people depend on that one river, and it's the most regulated river we have in this country, if not maybe in the world, except for maybe the Jordan River and Israel.
Right.
And
that's another show, by the way.
Another show, right. But yes, and there needs to be a recognition of the of not just the other states, but what Nevada has done, and particularly in southern Nevada, through just conservation measures. We have extended, 15, 20 years ago, we were taking all plus about 30,000 acre feet of our 300,000 acre feet allocation from the river. Now, fast forward 15, 20 years, population increase, tourist increase of at least a million people in southern Nevada, and we're using about 270,000 acre feet just because of conservation measures. So we can solve some of these problems, but it's taken 20 years to get southern Nevada to that point with a lot of effort and a lot of foresight and planning on the part of some really talented people. And the cooperation of the other river users on the Colorado River. So, Sam, I have faith. I'm not a cynic after all these years,
right.
that some of these problems get solved. But they have to have everybody at the table. And those people who say no, 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 are wrong, 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 wrong.
Some of the rural legislators, and it's ironic because on the Republican side, which most of the rural legislators are, they have such vast districts. But they're saying at this point that the pipeline to southern Nevada will end up being too expensive, that the taxpayers in southern Nevada won't be able to afford to pay for that. The Southern Nevada Water Authority is saying we don't even need it till 2040, if we need it at all.
Right.
Just off the top of your head, do you think that pipeline is ever going to become a reality?
Because I'm not a genie, I don't know. I really don't. It needs to be a part of the plan. in case it's needed. And it needs to be always part of the discussion. And that's what I was referring to, the no-no-nos. You can't say no to everything or anything, really. You have to keep an open mind, make sure there's a scientific basis, make sure that the analyses are proper and done correctly, that the law is followed. But because of the success story of conservation in Southern Nevada, I think your 2040 number is really the bare minimum. The resource plan of the Southern Nevada Water Authority is a public document. You look into that document and read it and realize that, you know, it's a 50-year plan that's updated every year.
Right.
And so to take care of the needs of 35, 40 million tourists and an influx because of the Raiders now and all of the population increase of permanent residents in Southern Nevada, you have to have that kind of a plan.
And that's where we have to leave it. But great show. Really appreciate the input, man.
Glad to do it.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
In addition to NevadaNewsmakers.com, you can also watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. See you on the next broadcast.